but I'm a hell of a dancer. And I was doing the fishing move around the security guard.
Yeah, the street tacos are trash.
Could this be the Ark of the Covenant? Or just another wasteful adventure? I might rip my jennies off and throw them down the wall. The worst onion rings and the worst mozzarella sticks I've ever had in my life. They would have been served better used as toilet paper than as food. I wish I had a mixtape. Some pretty less than desirable figs, I must say. Rotate the trunk.
Get the jack.
Trophies, Tropical. Get yourself a little trouble.
In association with the Shining Wizards Network, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast presents Rogue Day Tots. This is episode 98. I am Handsome Kevin, and with me is the Ginger Bear. With me is a man who did it all for the Nookie. And he did it his way. Because it was his way or the highway. A man who has faith. A man who enjoys a chocolate starfish. A man who drinks hot dog water by the gallon. He's my island boy. Tropical, you son of a bitch. How are you, man?
Well, I guess it would be nice.
If you could touch my body.
Yeah. No, it's living the dream, man. Like, you know, that's
good.
That's been my go-to line for a few years. And then people are like, oh, yeah, it's going that well for you. I said, nightmares are dreams, too, right?
Took a dark turn.
Well, I was going to say, it can cover the whole gamut. Like, you could have those weird dreams. You could have really good dreams. You know, I remember Bill Engvall talking about getting a phone call like at 2 a.m. in the morning. He's like, I'm having a dream of me and Shania Twain up alone in the mountains together. And it's like the phone starts ringing. It's like, who's got a phone in the mountains? You know, like that. So, yeah, it's one of those. But it's good to be back. It's been a while. Like, you've been like a world traveler.
You bet your ass I've been a world traveler, man. I'm happy to be back too, man. I'm happy to be back. It's been a while since we've been able to chat. Obviously, I took a little bit of a vacation. 9 days down in my favorite spot, Mexico. I did talk to him a little bit. I might be able to become Mexican, Tropical.
Okay.
In Mexico, I'm now known as Suero Picante. And for those of you that know, that means the spicy white. That's me, Tropical, Huero Picante. It gets worse, though. You could be Mayonnaise Diablo.
Yeah.
It gets worse, Tropical. But me, I'm just Huero Picante, right? It works out for me. Man, I am happy to be back. You know, with vacation, I love vacation. It's super relaxing. It's such a good time, especially when you're in paradise. It's really hard to find things to complain about while you're there, man. And like, I look around, right? I'm looking for lawns while I'm out on the beach. I'm looking for lawns while I'm at the dinner table. I'm always keen to things around me. And it's hard to find them when you're on vacation, Tropical. That's what I realized when I'm on vacation. I'm not much of a complainer to begin with. And then you put me on vacation, I gotta find people to kick off my lawn. Don't worry, though, Tropical. There was plenty of, for the most part, going to and coming home, for the most part. But there's a little mixed in between there, my man. You wanna just get into it?
Sure.
You wanna exercise the demons? You wanna kick some sex off the lawn? Tropical, the lawn is yours.
I'm gonna start with you.
Oh, son of a bitch! Why?
Because you. And Tony with the Y from the Shining Wizards,
yes,
can get right off the lawn.
Whoa, me and Tony with the Y?
Larry Z is the bum of the Dangerous Alliance.
Larry Z is not the bum of the Dangerous Alliance. 100% he's not.
You and Tony can ingest a satchel of Richards. You guys forget, he's the one the Dangerous Alliance kicked out of the group. The group knew he sucked and kicked him out.
Well, jealousy is a dangerous thing, Tropical.
And he sucked.
He didn't suck. He doesn't suck. He'll never suck.
Terrible.
No, he's great.
Yeah, that was the one. Yeah, I made sure to put Tony with a Y in there. You know, on my write up here.
No, it's me and Tony with a Y are right, Tropical.
No, you're not.
Zabisco's the glue.
Yeah, he's the turd sandwich of the group. But, when people list their top fives and they think they're transcendent, but it's like the stupidest thing in the world.
I hear you, Tropical. I hear what you're saying.
You feel me? I feel you, Tropical. That can get right off the lawn.
Yeah.
We went to a comedy show last night. Saw Steve Ranazzisi.
Little comedy, McComedy.
Yeah, little comedy, McComedy. And the way that this place works, it's called Levity Live, which that can get off the lawn. It used to be Stand Up Live. I don't know why they changed the name, but the name sucks.
Yeah.
But this Levity Live, you pay for the tickets, and that's usually what would pay the talent, like the money that goes to the performer.
Okay.
You buy the tickets, and then the way the place stays in business, you have a 2-item minimum. Like you have to buy, you could buy 2 drinks, you could buy food,
2 plates, right?
You know, whatever. Yeah. But each person buys 2 things, and that's how they keep the lights on and stuff. I get that.
Yeah.
So I'm looking down the menu and I'm like, hey, they have street tacos. That sounds like something that wouldn't be too much.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, they were trash.
Yeah.
Like it was like 2 bites each. Like the little taco shells. I'm showing Kevin the little circle.
Yeah.
You know, like it was like canned chicken. You just took it out of the can. Like it's supposed to be just canned chicken. And you put some cilantro and some onions and like a lime on an old, like, I guess, taco shell.
Yeah.
There. Yeah, that was trash. And then the couple beside us, we were talking with them, and apparently they had ordered the mozzarella sticks, which they looked tremendous.
I would say, do they look like they do in Panama City?
They looked better.
Okay.
They looked better.
Yes.
She's like, it has zero taste. Like it's... She's like, I was thinking I had COVID again or something like that. Like, it's one of those that it had no taste. She's like, the mozzarella sauce, you know, was really good. Like, it tasted like a nice homemade mozzarella sauce. And right. I was like, yeah, the street tacos are trash. But yeah, the Levity Live food for the amount of money you have to pay, because it was $14 for the street tacos, and I wouldn't have gave 4 for them had I known, you know, kind of thing.
Had you known, right? So what was it, 2 street tacos, 3 street tacos?
3.
Okay. Yeah. 3. Yikes.
Yeah.
Any sides or just straight tacos?
Just straight tacos.
Yuck. All right.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah. But it was like they just took it straight out of the can. Like not even trying to, because it said shredded chicken or shredded beef. I was like, God only knows what you'd have got with shredded beef. Like Then one of the things we've discussed, you know, I get that a lot of places don't have the same leave structure that we do.
Mm-hmm.
But my coworkers, I know for a fact, have the same leave structure I do.
Yes.
So when you come to work sick, you just get right off the lawn. And not only that, like you're one of the people that doesn't usually come to meetings, and you come and sit in meetings that you don't have to be in. you just get right off the lawn. Like I guess since Tuesday evening, like felt like some sinus drainage and stuff. I'm like, oh gosh, like I'm trying not to get sick, trying not to do anything. We've had some weather fluctuations throughout the week, like where it's freezing cold and then 80 degrees the next day. So I know that can cause some of this, but like 2 of the guys, tested positive for the flu. They were at work yesterday. You knew you felt bad.
Wait, Tropico, you're not telling you don't admire their tenacity?
No, stay at home. Leave us for taking. Anyway, that's one that if you're sick, stay home. Keep it away from others. Now, this one pains me, Kevin, because for 12 seasons we've been watching. But I was catching up on the last couple episodes last night. And there's a lot to do with Oak Island that can get off my lawn from these last couple episodes.
Oh, Tropical, I'm still like four episodes behind. Well,
I'll say this.
Yes.
This is not too much of a reveal.
Yeah, gotcha.
But they make a whole big deal about they're putting a one of the big, and it leaves me.
One of the cans.
Yeah, the cans in the ground. They're putting one of the big ones in again.
Yeah.
And they go through this whole thing. They have all of them there.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of the cast, like all the researchers, all the archaeologists there.
Right.
And they're like, since we have so many ladies here, you know, we thought, you know, that they should get the opportunity basically to start it.
Okay.
Have you seen Gary Drayton's daughter on the show yet?
Sure have.
So, you know, she's new this season.
Yeah.
So they said, Katya, since you are now a full-fledged member of the team, like we'd like to give you the honor of starting it, but making like a big deal, like you're such a integral part of it. Like, what about these ladies that have been here for seasons?
Right.
What about these ladies that sit in the dirt and sip through this all day? Why don't they get a shot? Come on, do better. Like that's one of the things that got me was like, you know, that making a big deal about how we couldn't do this without Katya.
Right.
Like, what about these people?
Yeah. Yeah. What happened to who was it? Miriam or whatever the hell her name was.
What about Emma? Emma the X-rays everything, you know, for seasons now. A lot of the names escape me. But then Alex Lagina letting everyone else do the dirty work. You know, he wants to be there to jump in and take any of the credit, but he has gloves on in one scene. They're digging around in the swamp and he has gloves on, but makes her like look around for it. She doesn't have gloves on. So she's reaching through the mud like Katya. Right.
Yeah.
And then that's the other thing. Like he has to work with her because she's the new hotness. And like, if there's going to be an attractive girl, God forbid you let Jack get a little something.
I was going to say, you're 100% right, because he was the one always with the archaeologist. You remember the blonde archaeologist?
Yeah,
I think it was, Miriam? It was something like that, wasn't it?
I can't remember her name. Like the more attractive blonde archaeologist.
But he was always working with her too.
Yeah.
Man, what the hell? Yeah, you're right. Why was it? Jack needs to be able to, you know, get in a hole every now and again, right?
I feel like Jack would, if you gave him like just sandwiches, like just kept bringing him sandwiches, he would dig it up by himself.
Yes.
Like he's
100% right.
He is so pumped. Like, you know, he'd look like a mole person or something, like just covered in mud and just smiling. Thanks for the sandwiches, guys.
It's funny how excited he gets about stuff that he's already seen.
Yeah.
So many times. He's like, oh, what? That's a railroad spine. What? No. Why would that? Do you think that's from a ship?
Yeah.
Like every
time. Yeah. Yeah. They, that's another thing that, so for 12 seasons now, we've had this narrator overhyping everything. Could this be the Ark of the Covenant or just another wasteful adventure?
So, and I know this is your lawn here, Tropico, but I'm going to throw one in me onto your lawn that we can kick off, because it is anybody that doesn't know, Tropico and I have been big Curse of Oak Island fans since the show's inception.
Yeah.
Seen every episode. Just a wonderful story, fun show to watch. But if they have to explain to me again what the XLR does, I might rip my jennies off and throw them down the wall.
every episode they use like three different machines. And the only one off the top of my head I can remember is the XLR. But every episode they explain what that machine does, and then they do the little animated graphic to show how it does it. Maybe every other episode would be enough, right, Robert? Like, it's a machine that we get it at this point, right? We get it.
I work in X-ray, have used an XLR. Like, yeah, you think you're tired of that? Like, my profession is X-ray. I feel like Clark Griswold in European Vacation. Hey, kid, there's Big Ben, Parliament. And, well, we'll try it again. Big Ben. Parliament. Hey, kids. It's like, we know, Dad. Big Ben. Parliament. But then the last one, and I'll say this. I feel, and I don't know how TV deals work. You know, I'm assuming they sign on for so many episodes and you have to put content, but I feel like they've had to really milk the monologues. Like where certain individuals have to give like a rally speech or something like that. Just a little too much this season. And I'm just like, you know, I get, you know, some.
Right. Yeah.
That's good for, but it's gotten to the point now where I'm like, man, there's a lot more of these where you're just, you know, you're talking in circles and it's kind of going nowhere. And I'm like, let's get to digging. Let's do that. I'm good without every episode having a, and I love Rick.
Yeah.
But some of these, I'm just like, you're saying the same things like repetitively over and over again. Like I get, this is a quest and you want to honor the past and all. And
yeah,
we've got that every caisson you put down. That's the word I was looking for earlier. So,
yeah, you know, yeah, and I guess this, I'm going to add on to that. You know who I'm tired of seeing Tropico on that show?
Who's that?
Who's that? Craig Tester, buddy. You add nothing. You're not entertaining. You have no insight. You look at a piece of wood and goes, "Oh yeah, that'd be a good one for dendrochronology." That's all you do. Oh yeah, we could ship that off for Dendo, right? That's what he said. Yeah, Dendo, that'd be a good one for Emma to take a look at. Everything you pull out of the ground, any piece of wood is going to be a good one to send off for dendrochronology. Any piece of metal that you see that you can't go, yep, that's a spike or that's a hook, is going to be a good thing to send over to Emma so Emma can put it through those XLR machines that we get to understand again. Craig, you don't add, buddy. I'm tired of you. I don't want to see you anymore. No more Craig.
Yeah, the only reason I think he's still there is he and Marty are like business partners. Like that's where half the money's coming from.
That would make sense, but you can be a silent partner.
You brought Jack Bagley to the table. That's his stepson.
Jack's good.
Yeah.
Jack's good. Craig can go away. What else you got, Tropico?
That's the lawn for...
That's it?
Yeah.
It's kind of light.
You were out of the country, so I didn't have to talk to you so much.
All right,
you can't catch a football there.
Yes, I can. You're out of your mind, Tropico. I was a fantastic football player, and I can catch a football. I did play running back, but I can catch a football. Tropico. All right, I got a couple different spots. I got to pull these out of. Oh yeah, but I'm gonna start here. On the way to pick up my wife's Jeep from the shop yesterday, we are heading east. My bad, west. There's two lanes of traffic, and there's a shoulder, and then it goes down to one lane of traffic, wraps around, and you get on the freeway. There is a truck that is on the shoulder. Hazards on. I'm driving. I'm clearly going to pass this guy, right? Because I'm doing 65. You know what this guy does? Flashers off, guns it to get in front of me. From 65 down to 42 for me. That guy, get off the lawn. There's nobody behind me, man. Be aware of your surroundings. You don't just sit there with your hazards on the shoulder and go, you know what? Now I'm going to gun it. Get out of here. Just get the hell out of here. at the Resort Tropicale, there's an area. I stay royal level. I mean, I think that's understandable. And there is an area. It's an exclusive area you have for breakfast for us, you know, royal types. And there's somebody that sits down, pulls out a speaker at the breakfast table. Now, Tropicale, this breakfast area, it's outside, and there's probably, I would say, if every seat is taken, maybe 22 spots. Not a big spot. You know what I mean? Not a big spot for breakfast. This person decides to pull out a speaker, put it on the breakfast table, because everybody wants to hear the music that they want to listen to, right, Tropicale? Everybody at breakfast wants to hear their music. And Tropicale, you'll love this. The music that they were playing for breakfast? Get the hell out of here, Tropicale. I had half a mind to go over there, turn it off, and throw it in the ocean. Get your speaker off the breakfast table. Nobody wants to hear the music that you want to hear except for you, especially at 7:30 in the morning. All right? I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear that, right? I don't need that at my breakfast table. All right? Nobody else does either. Tropicale, even though I know you love AC/DC. You don't need somebody else propping up a speaker at the breakfast table in a public area, jamming out at 7 in the morning to AC/DC. I know that about you.
In general, yes, you don't need anything playing at the breakfast table.
Thank you, Tropicale. Thank you. And with that, I'm going to stay on speakers. I'm sick of portable speakers at this point altogether. At the airport, it's 5:30 a.m. Waiting for the plane to take off, right? Waiting to board, my bad. Not take off, waiting to board. And there is a gentleman walking up and down the hallways of the airport. Would you call them hallways there? Is that what you call the airport? It's hallways?
That works for me.
Sure, works for me. Whatever it is. They got those shops around anything.
The concourse.
That sounds perfect. Yeah, the concourse. This son of a bitch is walking on the concourse, right? Not on the walkway. On the concourse, and he's got a speaker wrapped around his neck, like a necklace. He is also playing music for everybody to hear. Knock it off with this. Get a pair of headphones, right? Headphones. You're in a public area. The music you want to listen to is the music that you want to listen to, not the music that everybody around you wants to listen to. Knock it off, everybody. Just stop it. This one, Tropicale, I'm not really sure what the get off my lawn is, but I think it's going to be somewhere in there. We'll figure it out. Driving again yesterday. It was after I passed that white truck. I look over, and a vehicle passes me. It's a guy wearing dreads, right? Regular white guy like you and me wearing dreads. There's one, Tropicale. Stop telling people that they can't have a certain hairstyle because of ethnicity. Just shut the hell up. You want to wear dreads? Wear dreads. You want to shave your head? Shave your head. All right? A hairstyle is not owned by any specific racial group. Get the hell off my lawn with that. I've seen too much of that lately, Tropicale. Anyways, back to this. This white guy with dreads driving a Tesla. He passes me. And I look over, and I look at my wife, and I said, interesting. Molly goes, what? I said, white guy with dreads driving a Tesla. Just passed me. He's not speeding too aggressively, but I told Molly, I said, would you want to just text that to me? There's a get off my lawn in there somewhere. Now, what happens next, Tropicale, is I go, whoa, look at that license plate. And Molly goes, whoa, Orgy 27? I said, actually, babe, that would be Ogre 27. So I'm not sure what gets off the lawn in that situation there. Apparently the Orgy 27 might, but it was too good of a story for me to pass up, Tropicale. Whoa, Orgy 27? Nope, that's going to be Ogre 27. Boy, where is the... Well, I got drunks on the plane, speaker guys in the airport. What else is... Oh!
Al, you've known me for a long time now. You know, I'm not really a competitive guy. Not really who I am, right? I'm going to do my best. That's it. Just do my best. As long as I'm doing my best, that's all I need to do. I don't need to win. I just need to know that I tried my hardest at whatever I'm doing. That's it. Going to do my best. If I come in third and I did my best, that's fine. If I come in last, I did my best. That's okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I did my best. So these hyper competitive people over things that mean nothing, get the hell off my lawn with that. These people that are so effing competitive over stupid backyard games, things like that, get off my lawn. You're making it not enjoyable for the other people that are playing. You got no money on the line. This isn't the championship. You're not trying to make it on the pro tour. You're playing effing hillbilly golf in the backyard. Knock it off. Stop it. There's no reason for it. You look like a damn kid, right? You look like a child. Stop it. Just knock it off. That stuff bothers the hell out of me. Also, Tropico, I'm going to throw this one at you. At a resort, man, and I love my resort. Love my resort. One thing I don't like, Tropico, I never liked, and you know this about me, I'm not wasteful. I'm not a wasteful person, man, especially when it comes to food. You remember the story, Panama City Beach. The worst onion rings and the worst mozzarella sticks I've ever had in my life. They would have been served better used as toilet paper than as food. And what did I do, Tropical? I ate them all. I don't like to waste. Now, because you're at an all-inclusive resort and you can order whatever the hell you want, does not mean that you should be wasteful. And that bugs the hell out of me. It's like they use it as a ticket to be like, you know, I'm going to try this, and now I have it all. No, stop it. Stop it. Don't order a plate, take two bites, and be done with it because you wanted to try it. Right? That doesn't fly with me, Tropical. Does not fly with me. Am I wrong about any of these, Tropical?
No, you tell me. I've seen that on the cruises and stuff like that so many times that I get wanting to try it, but also, like, have someone at your table. Usually you're not at one of these things alone. Like, have someone at your table. Like, why don't you try something? Like, I'm with you. Not to be wasteful and maybe not order everything all at once, you know. Yeah. And I'm going to take two bites of this, and then just have them chuck the rest of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you one more, Tropical. And I don't know who to kick off the lawn in this situation. One of the nights at the resort, Tiger might have got out of the cage a little bit. No, I'm not a big time drinker, Tropical. I might have indulged a little more than I would have. And we ended up at the dance club. Tropical, I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm a hell of a dancer. Not when I have that much to drink. But normally, I'm a hell of a dancer. I don't want to say that I was kicked out of the dance club, because I've never been kicked out of anywhere in my life. But it might have been strongly suggested that I make my way out of the dance club. at one point, Tropical, the security guard was trying to talk to me. And I was doing the fishing move around the security guard. To try and get more people out on the dance floor.
Whoops.
Now, luckily there was a person at our party there. Her first language is Spanish. She talked to him. Everything was cool. And then he came over and talked to me again. And I tried to get the security guard to dance with me. There might have been some things that happened that night, Tropical, that maybe I'm not so proud of, right? Maybe there were some regrettable things. But yeah, I don't want to say I was necessarily kicked out of the dance club. But they definitely said, you know, maybe it's time to move on. So we did, you know, we moved on.
Time to sleep it off.
The second time. Yeah. Yeah. They did ask if I needed the, a Taylor Dunn to come get me. Taylor Dunn's those little carts. Yeah. Again, I don't drink, you know what I mean? Not really a drinker there. So, one night it got away from me and I ended up at the dance club. But who do you kick off in that lawn situation, Tropical? Is it me? Is it security? Like, I'm just trying to dance.
Yeah, yeah. You might have to hold up a mirror, bud.
All right. I thought that might be the case. I thought that might be the case.
It's okay that you're willing to admit that, though. Then it's
yeah. So it's got away from me, man. Like I say, Tiger got out of the cage a little bit. Tiger got out of the cage. They tried to get it back out of the cage. They ain't going back out. Tiger's back in the cage now.
Yeah. Yeah. I do have one for Cassie that I forgot to mention. And when I looked at Wrestling Figure Database quickly on the phone, I noticed it. And the new star IDs.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that most states have, like, to fly commercially, if you're going to use your license, you have to have the star on there.
Yep.
Well, there's several places you can get your license renewed. Cassie's had expired, and there's several places around town you can get your license renewed. There's only certain ones that do the star ID. One of them happens to be at the One Stop on Post. That's where you get your common access card, military IDs, all that kind of stuff. You can do your tags, your license there as well. Common access card, you got to have an appointment or you go to Walk-In Fridays, which if you don't show up there by 6 o'clock, you're not going to get in on Walk-In Fridays.
Wow.
It can, if you don't make your appointment like 2 months out, you're not going to get an appointment for the access card. But yeah, anywho, Cassie shows up because the IDs are not usually the thing, you know. So I've talked to some friends since, and they're like, yeah, it takes like 10 minutes tops.
Okay.
To process all this. If you have all the right documentation, you got to have extra things, you know, proof of birth, you know, social security, residence, all these things, you know, some form of documentation to validate this.
Right.
Well, Cassie shows up at like right around 8 o'clock to go get her star ID. She goes in the One Stop, gets her ticket, gets called back to the back. And she, they're like, yes, ma'am, how may we help you? Oh, I'm here to get my star ID done. Oh, we've met, we've done all the star IDs we're going to do before lunch. You'll have to come back after 12:30 to get a star ID done.
Okay, interesting.
How many have you done? One.
Ah, gotcha. One before, one after.
Well, can I make an appointment to make sure that I can get it after 12:30? No. No.
Just no.
Just have to show up. Just show back up on your time. And we'll see if we get you in or not. It makes no difference to us. Well, I was just trying to renew my license. Oh, we can renew your license.
Just not in the manner in which you want it renewed.
Yeah. Cassie did not throat punch somebody. She wanted to.
So Tropical, I got one of these too on the star ID. I think Minnesota, I think they call them enhanced. Yeah. I went to the DMV with all the documentation, stacks.
Yeah.
Of documentation, because you need, I don't know, what is it, a birth certificate, social security, everything, right? Everything. Yep. Brought it all. You also need a second proof of residence. So usually you get a bill of some sort, all that kind of stuff, right? And I got everything. How do I know I got everything, Tropico? Because Molly took the list, gathered all the documents, double checked it, handed me all the documents, and said, "These are all you need. Go get your enhanced ID." I went to Tropic. I went through every single document. They said I had everything. Check, check, check. Right through the box. Signed everything. Everything's good. And what happens, Tropical? A couple weeks later, in the mail comes my regular driver's license.
Whoops.
I never went back. I never called them up and said, hey, what happened here? I never did that. I still have my passport. I don't mind traveling with my passport. But you would think if you have all the documentation, everything's there. The lady says everything's checked off. I tell her, I know. She even said, great job. You have everything you need. And I said, I know I do. My wife did it. Still, just a regular driver's license, Tropical. Nothing you can do about that. But that's good, man. That's a good lawn. That was a good lawn. We can, you know, head back on the porch, I suppose.
Well, I was going to say, we've got something coming up in a couple episodes that is as Ted has since dubbed it, the Lollapalooza, if you will.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the Lon, episode 100 Lon Extravaganza. Now we're going to do a giveaway, and I've noticed that we get better responses when we do an individual tweet, an individual post. So I'm going to do that this week with this episode, as far as, so we'll do the standard episode, but we'll also do the Lollapalooza just as a separate entity, because I've gotten a few via text message and, you know, via other random messages, but I'm going to get it out there because we're going to do a giveaway. You guys can submit your Get Off the Lawn entries to us for the episode 100 extravaganza, similar to what we did with 50. And we've already got for the giveaway the Samoan Dynasty 3-pack with Roman Reigns, Afa, and Sika. That's going to be part one, but I got a couple more additions to this giveaway. The 1 of 5,000 Jazzwares Vault, Brody Lee, the big rig figure. Got nice. One of those here in hand. As well as the Mattel Creations, the CM Punk debut figure in the white t-shirt and everything. It's the Elite figure. It's going to be a part of the giveaway now.
Nice.
So, there's a couple more things I'm going to add, but I'm going to save that for episode 99. But just wanted to get that out there because we want to give back to the people that do so much for us and give you an outlet to exercise those demons off your lawn.
Exercise the demons. You know what, Tropical? Let me do this. I'm going to throw something in the giveaway myself. Why don't we add the Street Fighters AEW figs? Yeah,
we can do that. Yeah,
yeah. Why don't we do that, Tropical? I got those in the box here. We'll go ahead and add those. It was Matt, Nick Jackson, and Kenny Omega.
Kenny. Yep.
Yeah. Let's add them in, Tropical. Let's add them in. Let's really get this son of a bitch rolling, right, Tropical?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll give away some free stuff, whether you collect or not. You know,
right?
It's free.
It's free, yeah.
And you get to vent.
Yeah,
we do ask again, as always. You know, you can keep it as visceral as you need to, but please, no political, religious, you know, things like that. We're just not going to read. You can submit them to us, but I am a big filter, and I will filter that right out of the list. I've already got the list started. You know,
I was going to say, Tropical, you can submit those. But you submit those, you're not winning shit. Oh, man. So that should probably take us, take that to the question, Tropical. You got that loaded question for me?
I do. I'm so excited about this one. Because I did see a list that I did enjoy involving something like this past week. And I've got to put my the note on it here so I make sure that I've done it. What is the, I guess, in a list of banger theme songs, what is the best TV show theme songs of all time? Like, you know, as far as like your go-tos. And I got a few. I'm going to kick it off with, do you remember Night Court's theme song with the saxophone?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Oh, man. Man, I was hoping you knew that one because the inflection. I wish I could play those here and it sound worth a crap, but I know how mixing audio and stuff. And we don't have Duke on the line to bring this in. But another one that I've always just, it's always had a spot in my heart, the Golden Girls.
So okay. Yeah.
Thank you for being a friend.
Yep. I'm there. I'm with you.
I always thought it was appropriate after I found out, you know, different things. Married with Children, the Frank Sinatra Love and Marriage.
That's a great, yeah. No, that's a good tug.
And then one of the last ones that, there was several on the list that I saw, but this one popped me so hard. I was like, yes, I've got to make this the question this week, was the Jeffersons. I don't remember if you remember. Well, we're moving on up to the east side.
There it is. Yeah. Yeah, there it is. There it is.
I remember growing up and like that was just such a banger song. Like when it came on, the TV. Yep. I was like, oh man, yeah, we're gonna watch some George Jefferson right now.
Oh man, I like your picks, Tropic Owl, but there's some light ones, right? There's some light stuff there. You want to talk about? And you said banger, right?
Yeah,
and that means stuff that's gonna get me going, right? Get me up, get me pumped. Yeah. You know what I think of? Coach. That's a fight song. That is a college fight song, Coach. I'm in. You hear that? Yes, I'm going. I'm in, right?
You and your love of Craig T. Nelson never ceases to amaze me.
Show's amazing, by the way. So the Coach theme, man, that great, great tug. Sanford and Son.
Yep.
Song that'll live forever, right? You say Sanford and Son the first thing in your head. Right, you're in. Totally sold. Banger, Tropic Owl. Boy Meets World. I'm talking about the later one. The later one. Yes.
I love Boy Meets World, and it's... I mean, it got me pumped because the show was coming on, but it was not the... Like, I'm not just going to listen to it. Like, thank you for being a friend, the Golden Girls. I'll be in here, like, singing along, like, hitting high notes and all these things.
But that's I'm still going Boy Meets World. How about this, Tropic Owl? I'm going to hit you with a two-pack. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe.
I listen to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles regularly.
Yes. Yes.
I left a bunch off the list. Like, I had a much longer list, but I tried to go with shows that I knew you probably weren't going to say.
Yeah.
Because I knew Boy Meets World was going to come out of your mouth. I knew 100% Boy Meets World.
Why wouldn't?
Even though you're not a fan, you don't appreciate
blow it out
the
your
show.
Ass. Yeah, I don't appreciate the show. I appreciate kissing my ass. So you could even go down that rabbit hole, Tropic Owl, of those animated shows. And like every single one of them, DuckTales kicks ass.
Yeah, DuckTales is that one slaps. That's
Tailspin kicks ass. Darkwing Duck.
Yep.
Out of the park. Chip and Dale. Right? All of them. Just banger after banger. They should release a CD. They don't release CDs anymore.
Yeah, people. If there's anybody young on this, like, what's a CD?
Right. in my mind, at first I was going to go like, I wish I had a mixtape.
Yeah.
Nobody has a mixtape. But those are the ones that come to mind, like, when you're getting me pumped up, right? Get me ready to roll. Coach, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like, I'm there, man. I'm there. What? I don't... You want to pick one?
Well, I mean, we're talking about bangers. For me, and I'll send it to you later, that Night Court with the saxophone is, I think it's solid. Like, it was a special time and place, and I think it was one of the things that, which I believe, as of recently, like, John Larroquette's one of the only one of the original cast that's a surviving member, but... It hit different, that saxophone beat and everything. That being a child of the 80s, theme songs were important. Yeah. I know on the one list, the guy had from the Wonder Years, but it was Joe Cocker that I Get By with a Little Help from My Friends, which is a great song. Mm-hmm. But that's not where my mind goes, is the Wonder Years when I hear that one. I think of like John Belushi performing it with him, you know, like on the Saturday Night Live stage. Another one that's a pull from way back, and this is a shout out to my brother, the Salute Your Shorts theme song from the old Nickelodeon days, you know, about Camp Onawana and the camp counselor, Ugg Lee.
So since we're on the topic of theme songs, Strappy, I want to ask you about this. When it comes to wrestling show songs, right. Once we got past like the sirens of Monday Night Raw, and we got that, right? You got that one. It was probably more of a 95-ish Actually, that might have been original. It might have ended with the sirens, now that I think about it. I think that it did. So I'm talking original Raw theme, right? I'm talking original Nitro theme. Or Superstars theme. And I'm talking the one that PS sang. Which one do you go with?
I was waiting on you to say Saturday Night's Main Event. Like that was, that one always holds a special place. But we had a alleged bootleg VHS tape of some old Saturday Night's Main Event.
Right. Well, and see, in my mind, I'm talking about weekly, right?
Yeah.
Weekly. And weekly, you got Superstars. Weekly, you got Raw. Weekly, you got Nitro.
Of those, I will say, like, I watch the Nitro more, but I'd probably lean Superstars.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. That's the right answer. That's the right answer. Well done, man. Yeah. That's a fun. So if you have to pick one, though, Tropico, if you have to pick one, just one, which way are you going?
I can't get it out of my head, so I'm going to go with the Jeffersons. I don't know why, like, that song just gets my head moving, and right. I'm, you know, it does it for me, man. Like, it hits certain feels. I remember watching this at my grandparents' house, like, you know, and, you know, at the old, we had a fruit stand / used car lot there in Rosalie that they had, you know, that they would, you know, we truck farmed, and they had like a used car lot is on the side, so we would bring in like fresh produce and, you know, fruits and vegetables and stuff like that, sell it. And, you know, back then, you know, oddly enough, we had four whopping channels if you didn't have a cable box. Well, they weren't putting a cable box there at the fruit stand, so it was
right.
We had four channels, so we watched a lot of the classics, you know, when my grandmother wasn't watching her stories. She was big into the soap operas. I've seen a lot of All My Children, One Life to Live, and General Hospital. That was her three shows.
Gotcha. So. Man, see, I really think that I think I really go Turtles, man. I've been rewatching the Turtle series, and that song is just way too good.
Have you found Ray Filet yet?
I have a Ray Filet fig. Oh, not in the show. Not in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had, who is it? The swamp toads.
Yeah. Genghis Frog. And
Yeah. Great episode. Anyways, Tropical, man, that was fun. Love that loaded question, man. Love it. We should probably, move on to the mission.
Yeah. The loaded question brought to you by the Occidental Eshka. You want to be loaded?
Well played, man. Well played. Onto the mission. And with the mission, you know, if you heard any of these episodes before, the mission's always going to be brought to you by J&J Figures. You check out their website. It's jjfigures.com. Follow them across social media platforms. It's J&J Figures. Hop in their Whatnot streams, man. They have such a good time. I always got some variety. That's one of the things I like about that Whatnot stream. There's going to be a variety, a bunch of different figs that you could potentially get. Man, you can't make it into the stream like me. Again, I hate it at the new job. Can't make it to the Friday streams. Used to love going to the Friday streams. But if you can't make it, you can always pre-bid. The J's got the new inventory coming in. The brand new stuff. You don't have to be out there. You don't have to be hunting. If you're like me, you still like to hunt, and that's great. But you can pre-order on the J's. All the new stuff coming in. They got their own exclusives. A ton of great stuff that they're doing over the J's. They got their collector coins. They got whatever the Whatnot reward system is. They got a ton of stuff. They're always moving, shaking. New figs are coming in. New figs are going out. And when they're going out to you, they're shipped with care because they're collectors first. They know. If you're ordering a fig mint on card, you want it on your doorstep mint on card, and you're going to get it on your doorstep mint on card when you order from J&J Figures, man. JJFigures.com. Again, J&J Figures across all social media platforms. Do yourself a favor and check them out. Tropical, we got a mission. We've been going through some pretty less than desirable figs, I'm going to say. Where does that take us to today?
These are These are just painful. These four.
You know, I'm trying to think of, you know, more eloquent words, but this is not the greatest line. However, to catch up with where we are, you know, Jack specific wise, you know, we took a break from the BCA action. Got to the year 1999. Well, we're going through 1998, original San Francisco Toymaker WCW figs, and we decided, I know we mentioned it last time, that we're going to review the multi-packs because this is the least painful way. There was no rhyme or reason, no series really for the individual figs. They just released a crap load of them. Now, these have the articulation, some of them. You can rotate the trunk, so to speak, around the waist.
Oh,
and
the arms move up.
Yeah. But the arms will go up and down when you rotate the trunk. Or they have the red button with the arms, you know, coming down in a smashing motion. So double fist in those things.
Rotate the trunk.
Yeah, rotate the trunk. That's a good episode title name. Should write that down. But last time we did the Fearsome Foursome 4-pack, because again, they have several multi-packs that we will be able to cover the individual figs and, you know, cover them in bite-sized chunks so that we're not having to endure that many all at once. Because these, several of these are just, I don't know where they went wrong. Like, you know, they had the statuesque type figs that we've already reviewed that the faces were solid on. Some of the body types were pretty decent on. This is a, I guess in the hierarchy, a lineage from Galoob, which made some really good figures.
Yeah.
You know, like some we thoroughly enjoy, and it's not just the nostalgia. We've reviewed those. You can go in the back catalog and check that out. But today we're doing the WCW Thunder Champions 4-pack. And the reason I picked this, I told Kevin, because we only have to review three of these. There are four in the 4-pack. We only have to review three because it's the same Goldberg as last time.
Yeah.
And we've tried not to just regurgitate the same old, same old. The only difference in this is he comes with a championship belt.
Yeah.
He was the world champion at the time when they released this pack. So he came with the world championship belt, a big gold. Now we're on Wrestling Figure Database looking at these. If you want to take a look yourself, you can see that the big gold looks kind of like a big gray to me. But, you know, that's there's nothing, you know, with the big gold that really changes on this. I'm not seeing a lot of difference. You know, with this, Kevin?
No, not at all.
We were at a C-minus last time on Goldberg.
Yep.
I'm okay. Like, the belt's not doing anything extra for me in this case.
No, for me either, but part of that for me is that the, how do I put it? All the belts look the same.
Yep.
In this pack, and I think that's the issue. Like, if the belts had, if they had a significant difference in look, very possible having that big gold around Goldberg's waist would have maybe brought it up a little bit. But since all of them look the same, I'm with you. I leave it.
Yeah. So we will start with one of Kevin's favorite as we go left to right here. Got the Jack.
I hit the Jack.
Ric Flair changed lives. I think that was also the episode where you complimented Liz and her excellent manager work. But that's Year of Duke and Rogue back catalog if you want to check that out and hear it for yourself. Kevin praising Liz so much for what a manager she is. But the giant figure. Now, I love how he is upscaled in this. It's like he is bigger. He is the biggest of all of them, as he should be. That was one of the misses, I know, with the vibrator line that we had said that, you know, it was unfortunate you didn't upscale him,
right?
You know, at least. But he's got his classic black singlet on. the closed fist. He's got the double axe handle motion with the red button in the back. The black boots with the white laces. I feel like they have a distorted, like they used a similar face scan, just kind of tweaked it a little, or it's either the painting of the eyes on this particular one on Wrestling Figure Database, but it looks very remarkably similar to that DDP head.
Yeah, that's, and I'm trying to find it unboxed, and I'm not coming up with too many pictures here. The only picture I see of all of them, and he is, I mean, he's super skeletal. I just wanted to see what that forehead was like. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to see how big that, if that was a Jai forehead on the Jai.
I pulled up the two-pack of him and Macho Man from Halloween Havoc, and it's a good-sized forehead.
Yeah. So the face is not, it's not great, but the worst part about the face, I mean, obviously you have that weird, you said that DDP-esque, that's not a bad thing, that's a good thing type of a face to him. The eyes are bothering me.
Yeah.
On this. At the same time, though, Tropico, like, they scaled him up real nice.
Yeah.
They did a really great job there. The face is off. The one thing that I wish they would have done is give me an open hand.
That would have been nice.
Pull off a choke slam with the Jai. None of these are great, you know, from a playability standpoint, but there are little things that you could do to kind of enhance it from that standpoint. I mean, look, Goldberg has an open hand. Scott has an open hand. Brett has an open hand. And you don't give the Jai an open hand so he can do the chokes. Like, that part of it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, that's a swing and a miss.
But I do kind of like this fig. And maybe it's one of those things where surrounded by what it's surrounded by, it's making it look better. Definitely better than Goldberg. Better than Goldberg. Might be the second best one in this pack. Maybe
it might be the best one in this pack.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. But for what we've seen, especially like for what we've seen so far in this line, this is one of the better ones, I think.
Yeah,
we've seen a lot of, I mean, just bad in this line, and this seems to be one of the better looking figs, even though there's you know, a handful of misses. I don't know. Am I out of line by saying like B plus for this line, Tropical?
So for this line, I think that's kind of where I was with this. Okay. I like it a little better. Yes, there's not a lot of redeeming qualities with his outfit.
Right.
But there wasn't a lot of people that was going to be rocking that. That, like, you see this in a pile, you know that's the Jack.
Right, that's, 100%.
That's not a, you know, that's definitely a, that passes muster. I like the upscale, you know, the enhanced body type isn't overly enhanced so much that it takes you out of it. You know, cause they muscularized, you know, a lot of these guys a little more than, you know, they necessarily were. The Jai was a big, you know, muscular guy, but, the face is the only thing that's the drawback to keep it at that point. And I see the promo photo there on the World Heavyweight Tag Team Champions. There, he and Scott Hall. Like, he's got that sneer, and it looks a little more goofy, you know, on the figure itself. That's the only thing that's the drawback. Because had you nailed that expression, mm-hmm. this would be a top shelf find, especially for this line. But yeah, I am perfectly all right living at a B+ on this guy.
Yeah.
The things that you could have really screwed up on, you didn't.
Yeah.
So outside of the face, like you could have botched this, you know, the singlet gimmick and everything like that. I mean, the Jax Classic Superstar Series 1, Andre had the double singlet, like the wrestling gimmick. Yeah. You know, that was, How you miss that? But anyway, that's a that's a tale for another time. That's a story, yes, you know, for the future. We'll go with B plus with the Jai, and we'll move on to the bad guy here, Scott Hall. Now, I've always said Scott Hall had a special place in my WCW figure line at this time, because he was the, I guess when we found them in store and it was really hard to find them, the vibrator line, so to speak, like that. Yep. I had a Scott Hall. But this particular one, he is in his entrance gear with the sunglasses on. They've got the little sprig of hair that he was famous for, having that one loose sprig kind of hang down in his face. He's got the vest on with the dripping blood. The Hall on the front of the tights there with the dripping blood on the knee pads, the black elbow pads. He's got the one hand open, the one hand closed. One thing on this one, Kevin, and I'm going to say this about the body and let you, like, you know, they leaned up so many of the others. This one looks kind of clunky, like the body structure to me.
Okay.
Just seems oddly shaped a little bit, like a little off. Like Scott Hall was a lean guy, like of the people you could muscularize and everything, mm-hmm, which you left the vest on, granted, yeah, but, and it's a molded vest, but like you could have leaned him up, like sharpened it up, you know, make them edges a little more crisp, and you didn't here. And that bothers me a little.
Yeah. And this is one that you have, correct, Tropico?
Yeah.
So here's one thing the first thing that I saw, and it really bothered me on this fig. It's not like a dripping blood. It's like a blood splatter. And if you look on the, what would be that left, Scott Hall's left arm.
The lapel.
There's like a, yeah. And then it just kind of, it splatters outward. Like the vest looks not close to the way that should to me. And that's really throwing me off on this fig. Like every way that I look at it, just that dripping blood type of a, you know, design that he had, it just looks, it looks wrong here. It says Hall on the front of his tights. Do you remember it ever saying Hall on the front of his tights?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Always the back when he did have it, it was the back. I don't remember, and I could be wrong, but I don't, in my head, maybe it's just not how I remember him. I just don't remember Hall on the front of the tights. Face is not good. It's not good. Like they have a hard time with that 5 o'clock shadow look. So they just give him a thin beard, which is not the look either. This is rough, Tropico. They threw shades on him, which I'm not necessarily entirely against. But when you look at this line, you have Goldberg in his wrestling gear, Jai wrestling gear, Hall entrance gear, and then Brett wrestling gear. Get rid of that bad vest. Get rid of those sunglasses, and give me Hall in his wrestling gear. Not as good. Not as good as the Jai. Everything said, though, I think I like it more than Goldberg, but I think that's more because I like Scott Hall a lot more than I like Goldberg. Not necessarily because it's a better fig. You know what I mean?
Well, one of the things that I was going to point out too is the head looks deformed. It's not the worst we'll see in this line. I have a shelf of that guy. You know, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But the head just seems weird. Like it's compressed and, you know, looks squished a little bit. You see this in a pile, even without the Hall across the front of the tights, which is just a standard font, nothing special Hall across there. Like, you know, it's like a Arial font or, you know, Hall, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Nothing design, no specialty, anything. It's rough, man. It's so rough. But again, you see it in a pile by itself, no belt or anything.
you know, that's Scott Hall. So that's right. That typically meets the C requirement.
Right.
Unless there's something so egregious that, like we said with the Goldberg, if it didn't have the tattoo, you may not be sure who that is. Even right. though the tattoo's in the wrong location, it's on the top of his shoulder as opposed to down right. at the base.
Right.
I don't know. Where are you with this one? Are you in the neighborhood of C, or is it you higher than that?
I don't think that I'm higher than that. I mean, I could probably be. I don't even know if I could be talked into a C plus. I guess. Yeah, just because that the vest is so jacked up to me, yeah. I'm probably landing at a C.
Okay, I am fine with that, just for the simple reason that, again, you see that from across the room, you know, well, that's a Scott Hall.
Right.
The closer you get, the worse it gets. But
right. Yeah, 100%.
And we could say, again, these belts are not really doing anything for anybody to no. add to the... Well, we will go with, this overrated prick that Goldberg should have did this sooner too. Is that the guy you're talking about?
You're trying to get a rise out of me, Tropical.
Cause well done. You've done. No, it's the Bret the Hitman Hart. He was the U.S. heavyweight champion at the time. Bret is wearing his, signature black singlet gear. He's got the black elbow pads, black wrist tape, he's got the Hitman design down the trunks, which I do like. He's got the white boots. He's got the hearts on each side there. I know there for a while, like one of the signature things was how many titles he had won. So he had like the different hearts for each of those. I don't know if that's carrying over from the Fed or anything like that at this time, or if it was just a design pattern that they saw that he had hearts on his legs at one time and just threw them on both.
Right.
Because I don't ever remember seeing them on both in reality. Again, my brain, I've been hitting the head a lot since I watched this the first time. So right. you'll have to forgive an old pickled brain there. But I don't hate the body type. I don't hate the scale for this line. Like, it's, you know, a decent size, you know, as far as he is smaller than the Jai and Scott Hall, but in a similar vein to like where Goldberg and Flair would be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they didn't shrink him down like they did the Chris Benoit in the last series right. so much that it's just like, whoa, he's tiny. But all in all, the detail, they did go the extra mile. They didn't skimp as hard on the paint. I just don't know if all of it's necessary.
Boy, Tropical, I'm going to disagree with you there. This has got really good detail.
Well, I agree. The detail is there. I just don't know if all of the hearts and everything, like they said that he had hearts on his pants, and did they just add them on both sides? Because I don't recall them being on both sides. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Gotcha. So maybe a little nitpicky there, right, Tropical? Yeah, a little bit. He's got eight hearts.
Your fandom of Bret, you need to calm it down. He's okay. He's not the best heart, brother.
Oh, God, there you
go
again.
He's not in the top three.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you big Bruce Hart guy over there.
You're right.
And I said this earlier about the Jai fig. I said the Jai might be the second best fig in the line. This face is the only thing that's really throwing me super far off of it. But when you compare it to other faces we've seen, this might be one of the better faces, if not the best face that we've seen in this line.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? Like, compared to everything else we've seen, this could be the best face we've seen. And it's weird to say that about a Bret Hart fig, because everybody knows Bret Hart fig faces are usually pretty jacked up. I love the design. Like, I think they did well. I love that it's got the pink striping on the outside of the black there on the top. That looks beautiful. It's got the Hitman logo in the center. You know, whether he's had eight hearts for eight titles or just because they have eight hearts there, I that part of it I don't know. But it doesn't bother me at all. The great design on down the sides of the legs there for the Hitman. As far as this line goes, and it's the more I'm looking at it, the more I'm loving it. I think it's the best fig we've seen.
Oh,
Tropical, man. Tropical.
It's okay.
It's better than okay. All right, you're okay.
I do like the they put the skull, heart, and wings logo there. The face is, it is closer to a Brett than some of the elites we have seen. Some of the ultimate editions we have seen. It's not perfect. I've only ever seen one Bret Hart figure. It was a custom job. And I'm looking up the WCW stuff now. And yeah, he only had the hearts on the one side.
Okay.
So that's a factory thing. That's,
yeah.
You know, you always got hearts down his pants. We got to put them on both sides.
Right.
Yeah. That's somebody.
Got to be symmetrical, right?
Interpreting. But no, I'm looking at the ring gear right now, like this exact ring gear, and it's just it's on the left leg. It's where you needed it, which is lines up exactly with this Bret Hart in the black singlet that I'm holding in my hand of the Superstars. That's why I was showing that to you. I, as much grief as I want to give you over Bret in all things, like Goldberg didn't kick his head off soon enough. There's for Double T to get off the lawn, you know, there's the thing to rev his engine. yes, this is without a doubt the best figure we've seen out of this line so far.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Like it's not a debate.
So it's
that detail.
At that point,
it's not a plus.
But it is an A.
It is an A.
It's an A for this line, yeah.
I can give it an A. It's not a plus. If you would have nailed the face, it would have been a plus.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, if you would have nailed it, like you said when we started looking at this, like it's not quite there. Like it's close enough.
Right.
You know, but I'll give it an A.
I'll give it an A too, man. That's not bad. Like I say, we always grade against the line, right? Everybody knows that at this point. We're not grading these figs against elites or old Galoobs or LJNs or Mattels or anything else. They all get graded against, you know, itself, or Hasbro's, I meant to say, of course. But for this line, man, that was kind of, that fig is a little bit of a breath of fresh air from the stuff that we've seen so far. So not bad. Not bad at all. The Goldberg is still the Johnny C fig. The goatee is a little bit lighter. It's a Johnny C Goldberg.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Johnny C. Goldberg.
Yeah.
But no, it came out to right at an even B minus for those four.
Like not bad.
Not terrible. Not at all.
Not bad, especially for what we've seen in this line. That's that's pretty damn good. And again, the mission brought to you by JJ Figures. Check them out, jjfigures.com, across social media platforms. It's J-A-N-D-J Figures. Man, get yourself some collector coins. Check out the website. Pre-order. Go through the back catalog. They always got something you need. They're doing what nobody does. Nobody does what the Jays do, man. Good people, too. I'm buying. I like to buy from good people. So check out the Jays, man. Dude, do yourself that favor. Tropical Trophies. Trophies, Tropical. Getting yourself a little trouble?
That's possible. So I did get some custom figs in this week. Had ordered them, you know, a little while back, and I know he's had several orders, and weather cooperating. I know for Jason is out in the desert, like the windstorms and everything. It does make it hard to leave figs out and prime them and not get sand all over them. So it's one of those things that he was giving us updates, but I got the custom Hasbro style, like the warrior from that famous Royal Rumble entrance painting
I got myself and Johnny C a Midnight Rider when Dusty was, I can't remember if he was suspended or what it was, like he was kicked out, and he came out with the mask on and the duster and everything, and he was the Midnight Rider and whooping up on everybody. And also got Johnny C the one of these. Jason had a spare, the Hard Times Dusty.
Not bad, not bad.
They put Hard Times on Dusty Roads. But I got one that you'll appreciate from the Jays. I got several different things from the Jays. I did get good old Jeff Hardy just for fun. I thought about putting that in your box.
You don't need to. You don't need to.
Put him on the top of your box. This is what I think of our friendship, Kevin. Yeah, it's off the rails. But from the Jays, I also got some goodness that I honestly, I don't know where they keep finding these classic superstars. They do need to calm down. Like, let me recover a little bit.
Right.
The deluxe classic superstars. I got this one off a stream. Good old Superfly Jimmy Snuka.
Beautiful.
That's one I've not seen like much of. And I was just like, you know what? For what it went for. And that's another thing, Jays, you got to watch yourself. You guys keep talking up on the stream like, this is a triple-digit fig. And I'm like, I've got it for $40. Why don't you just calm down? Just calm down. You don't have to be telling people that. Like, I know what I have. Like, right. Calm down. But also from the Jays, I also got, and it's really hard not to crack this one because of the ring skirt that is included. It's really hard, but it's the Deluxe Aggression Buff.
Oh,
because
wow.
In the back, the ring skirt, Kevin, like, because I would have to send it to you, is a WrestleMania 9 ring skirt.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's, oh. Yeah. What do now?
Right.
But yeah, that was from the Jays. We went and got the taxes filed and everything, so we stopped by the Walmart there in good old Arab, Alabama, and I found myself the Lex, which now they're hitting the shelves pretty regularly, the Monday Night Wars Ultimate Lex. I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go ahead and grab it. I found this set, and again, I'm gonna send these guys to you right here. Good old Brett and Jim the Anvil from the Superstars line, which that Anvil goatee is like way down here. Like, I wish, like, mine, I would need to add another foot to equate what his is. It seems like that's an excessively long goatee on the end.
Oh, wow. There. Yeah.
It's impressive. But I also got a Cactus.
So cool.
Hoping to see more. Because you take that outer covering off, and it's got the Wanted Dead Cactus shirt on underneath.
Oh, jeez. That is
so
awesome.
So, yeah, like, you need two of those to display, buddy boy.
Yeah, yeah.
You need the one with the shirt and the one without.
You're right. You're 100% can't argue your logic either.
Yeah, it's sound. It's really sound. The last thing I got, I'm making sure. Well, the last figure I got. I do have one last thing that I'm counting as a trophy. But the last figures I got were the unsanctioned ringside exclusive, the LOD.
Oh, you picked those up.
Yeah, the Road Warriors from ringside exclusive. I got the standard red.
Yeah.
I was not realizing this, like, how hot they were going, because the price changed in my cart, which that was something that I was like, that's a close to a lawn entry. Like, it went up $4 while it was in said cart.
That shouldn't happen.
It should not. They were selling so quickly that I think they tried to, you know, hey, if we bump this up, will that give us reaction time or what? I'm not sure.
Right.
But they sold out that day, and now they have them, I think, back up for pre-order or whatever. It'll be the summer. They're excellent looking figs. Have not decided what will happen with these. I'm going to look at them, study them some more. But I was like, man, that's cool. Like, the detail on the shoulder pads are above anything I've seen. I bought some books the other day. Cassie and I went to the Barnes & Noble when OG had the class. But that same day, I got on the eBay, which is dangerous.
Yeah.
And I found a vinyl album.
Okay.
That needed to be added to the collection. It's the Macho Man Be a Man album.
I'm shocked you don't already have that.
So they released it, a couple years ago on like Record Store Day, but they only did like such a limited run.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm not going to pay scalper prices. If I get it, I get it. If not, well, I didn't get it then. I stumbled across it on eBay for like $20. And I said, you know what? Sold. That's a sold for me. And so, I have it now to put as the backing on part of the Macho shelf here.
God, I'm still just shocked that you didn't have that already. Just shocked.
Not the vinyl. Like, they've just released the vinyl. Like, I had a CD somewhere. I have no idea. But
they're not releasing CDs anymore, Tropical. We touched on that.
Yeah, we went back in time. We're releasing vinyl again, but not CDs. What's up with that? His photo here, how depleted his arms are. Like, you know, Father Time was starting to win.
Clearly.
I was like, you know, I mean, you still got muscle and stuff there, but it's a shell of your former self.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. But that's it. That's the
man.
That was the trophy of trophies this week.
It's a hell of a tug, man. Hell of a tug. So in the realm of figs, I got myself a little Superstars Big Boss Man. Little Superstars Tatanka. Little Superstars Kurt. Got them all at low discount prices, man. Low clearance, man. Love that clearance. Speaking of low discount prices, also picked myself up that Brody King AEW fig. Now, I'm not in on the AEW figs. I'm not in on the AEW as much as I used to be, obviously. But you put a $10 fig in front of me, it's hard for me to walk away from a $10 fig, Tropical. If it was Darby Allin, would have walked away. If it was Matt and Nick Jackson, would have walked away. I don't have a Brody King in the collection. Adding him for $10 seems like the right thing to do.
So that's a really cool one.
Yeah. Yeah. In Mexico, Tropical, every year that I'm there, you know what I get? I get a new wrestling mask for the collection. Now, I was between a couple different masks, Tropical, and I'm going to grab this so I can show you to see if I grab the right one here. So there's been a running joke for a long time. My buddy J-Bo, I've mentioned it before. He talked, and this is probably, 15, 18 years ago, something like that. His wife was talking about being home alone. And he was like, well, there's not like a, it's like, do you think there's a demon running around our house? Some type of horny demon? So he bent over the couch. He's like, I'm home alone, horny demon. So this is the mask that I stumbled across, Tropical.
Oh, wow.
You tell me, is that the horny demon?
I mean, it could definitely do the job there.
So I had a couple other masks in my hand, and then I came across this one, and I said, I can't say no to this. It's the damn horny demon mask. that's a beaut, Tropical. That's a beaut. So I got myself another wrestling mask for the wrestling mask collection.
Do you have those displayed?
Not yet. I haven't found, I haven't figured out the best way to display them.
So they've got, and I just say this because I've got a catcher's mask displayed on my baseball shelf. You may need a shelf of these. So they've got like the styrofoam heads, like at Hobby Lobby. that it would fit over perfectly, and you'd be able to accent them and set them up where they would display real nice.
So I used to have them. I used to have a ton of those foam mannequin heads.
Yeah.
And they just never... I don't know if it was a me thing or what it was, but I just never liked how they set. Like, I didn't have a nice like shelf set for them. So yeah. I got rid of all the mannequin heads I had. I invested, I probably had 12 of them. Yeah. And, but for the amount of space they took up and the way that they looked, it just didn't even out for me. I thought about getting like one of those big frames and just laying them down.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Doing that, but we'll see. We'll see. I got quite a few wrestling masks now from Mexico. So I'll see what we do. But I'm there. I got to get one. Tropical for the first time in, boy, maybe my life. I bought myself a new piece of jewelry, man.
Oh.
So I've been wearing the same necklace since, well, I've been wearing the same necklace for about 26 years. Same one, man. And love it. It's not going away. But while we were down there, my wife and I went to the jewelry shop. And I decided it might be time for a new one. So I got myself a new little silver, right? But I also got myself a little pendant.
Ah.
Yeah. It's a little Mayan calendar, Mayan pendant gimmick. It looks cool. Like it. Like the look of it. So I picked that up, right? Not bad. Not bad. And then my wife decided to get a, what's kind of like a new wedding ring, to be honest with you. That was what she went with. I don't know. It's not a trophy for me, I suppose. It's a trophy for her. It's a trophy for us, Al, really. That's what it is. It's a trophy for us. I'm trying to think if I got anything else from... Oh! Got this kick-ass Mexico hat, Tropical.
There you go.
Yeah. A little flat bill for me. That's all... Oh, I bought a book too, Tropical, when I was at the airport, because before we left Minnesota, they said... The in-flight entertainment is having issues. Bought a book. You know how much I read of that book, Tropical? 25 pages. 25 pages. If you can't hook me by the first 20, I'm pretty much out. And it was a Brad Meltzer book. Brad Meltzer's usually pretty okay. This is not intriguing, so that book's probably going to the wayside, but hey, maybe I'll throw it in your box, Tropical.
I wish I could have sent you the book in your box ahead of time, but I didn't get it out in the mail because I was getting the last couple of things together. But
yeah, no worries, man. But it was a good week, and I was on vacation, man. And if vacation isn't a trophy, I don't know what is. That was good, man. That was good. Anything else you got for me here, Tropical, before we put a pin in it?
Well, I was going to say, you can look for the announcements on all of our socials for the Episode 100 giveaway. Again, you can follow us on Twitter at TotsPod. You can follow the channel page at GBWPods. You can follow our sister show, The Year of Duke and Rogue Podcast, at Year of Pod. You find us on Facebook by searching Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast. You can like us, follow us. I don't know all the terminology anymore. I'm too either, old man. For all of that. But you can find us on Instagram at GBWPods. We interact. I try to pride myself if I get notifications that, hey, I'm going to interact with you guys. Yeah. You can find our officially licensed Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast merch at ProWrestlingTees.com/GorillaBrain. You can find our four designs there. We have a Tots Pod shirt in the classic Hasbro blue. We have the Year of Duke and Rogue shirt, that AWA design. And you can get it in blue or gray.
Beautiful.
They both look great. Our Gorilla Brain design, as well as the the Nards plow. That's enough.
That's enough.
But shout out real quick to the family here. The Teddy. Manny, Teddy. MF for Teddy.
Teddy.
But easy there, Kev. Ted, oh, Manny. You son of a
bitch.
Love you guys. You're great to us. The Jays, Dougie Nunya, Johnny C. Just wonderful people in this community that we interact with, we deal with, all of you, those people in the CHC, just thank you for what you do to help collectors.
Yeah, 100%. I always think those guys in the CHC, man, can't get enough of them. They just unstoppable. Love the CHC. I'll throw a thank you to Man and Teddy. That's what I'll do. I hope you're doing well, Manny, man. Love you, brother. MF for Ted, man. You keep it between the ditches. I think that's what they say, right?
Yeah.
Keep it between the ditches. Trucker talk. 10-4, you some bitch pile of monkey nuts, MF for Ted. That's what I'll say to you. The Jays, obviously love the Jays, man. Love the Jays. My brother's over at the Shining Wizards podcast. We got myself, Handsome Kevin, along with Tony with the Y, Double T, the Brundlefly, and KJG. Catch us live every Monday night. That's at 6 Central, 7 Eastern. Look, I got the time zones right, Tropica. I got the time zones right. That's all I got, man. That's all I got for today. I feel good about this. It's a fun time. Happy to be back, man. Happy to be hanging out with you, Tropic Gal. Happy to be thankful to anybody out there taking the time to hang out with us today. With that, Tropic Gal, be good to one another. Support one another. Take care of one another. Thank you very much, everybody.